President Bush's request for emergency war spending includes more than $4 billion to help pay for stepped-up homeland security. Pressure is building on the Bush administration to get funds quickly into the hands of state and local governments, which say they're spending tens of millions of dollars a week, largely for police overtime. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, getting money where it's supposed to go isn't all that easy.
One threat to homeland security appears to be a lot of red tape. A number of cities and towns say there's money out there, but they're not seeing it. Mayor Martin O'Malley of Baltimore heads a homeland security task force for the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
As hard as it is to believe, since September 11th, most American cities have received no direct federal assistance for homeland security whatsoever.
O'Malley estimates that his city has been spending about $300,000 a week on extra security since the nation went on high alert earlier this month. New York City's been spending about $5 million more a week. San Francisco has been spending almost $3 million more. Senator Harry Reid of Nevada told Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge at a hearing last Thursday that he's been getting an earful from officials back home.
They're desperate for money. They can't get Washington to react, and then we hear from you and your subordinates that the money is in the pipeline. No, it's not being drawn down. It's a, you know, a typical government snafu.
Well, Senator, you're right. We're all accountable to get the money out the door because we all have a place in that process.
But the process is extremely convoluted. Most counterterrorism funding is funneled to local governments through the states. But the states can't get the money until they come up with an emergency preparedness plan, which has to be approved by the federal government. Even then, states have to use their own money first for things such as training and equipment. Then they have to apply to be reimbursed by the federal government. The process takes months, even years, and that's left hundreds of millions of dollars in counterterrorism aid sitting in federal coffers. Ridge says his office is trying to move things along, but the administration has also pointed to the presence of this money to imply that states and localities are clamoring for more when they haven't spent what's already there.
I think a lot of this is misleading information when you look at the process that has occurred.
Glenn Woodbury is director of emergency management for the state of Washington. He says states are being unfairly blamed for the logjam.
The fact of the matter is the funding has been expended and obligated, and the equipment is getting into the hands of the first responders.
For example, he says his state has already spent about $4 million to buy protective gear and detection equipment for local police, firefighters, and other first responders. But Woodbury is still waiting to get the final receipts for some of those expenses so he can turn them into the federal government for a reimbursement check. Local officials say the answer is for Congress just to send the money directly to them. But that might not be such a good idea, says Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute. He notes that members of Congress like to take care of their own constituents, whether they need it or not.
You end up distributing the money everywhere according to a formula that probably has little to do with the objective risk of a major attack. And that means you're going to be given a lot of money to places that have no real risk of an attack and underfunding areas, including very likely New York, where the risk is extremely high.
Ornstein is part of a new Council on Foreign Relations task force that's trying to identify the most urgent needs of first responders. The Homeland Security Department is also starting to rank potential terrorist targets around the country so it can have a better idea where limited federal aid should go. But it's a lengthy process, and Congress is expected to approve the next installment of Homeland Security funding, including at least $2 billion for state and local governments, by the end of next week. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.